Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
40 years, she was promised that she would see the Messiah. And the man of God, when they brought Jesus in, he came in and said, "This is the one." And she came up and she come into agreement. How many of you realize the word says this? The word says that there has to be agreement. There has to be confirmation in the word. And this man stood up and said, "This is the Christ." And the woman came up and she held him and looked at him and said, "This is the one." Do you understand, women? You can be the ones that stand in the gap to be beside that man of God and begin to say, "This is exactly what the Lord has said." Ladies, are you hearing me? You can be a mouthpiece of God. All the ladies in here should have said amen. See, I'm not talking about your mama right now. I'm talking about where you're going. I'm talking about what the Lord said. You know where the Lord brought you from. You know the lineage. You have a lineage. They may not have been perfect, but they led you. Their greatest desire is to see you be what God called you to be. Y'all ain't going to help me, okay? Do you understand that there's times they look down from heaven and go, "Oh, look at my daughter right there. Look at my son right there." You know what? There's nothing that pleases a mama more than watching their child be what God wants them to be. Oh, it would have been a good time for some women in this house just to say amen. Raise them up, moms. Are you hearing me? Raise them up. Listen, be the mouthpiece God called you to be. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Be the mouthpiece in your house. When you say it, that settles it. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. When you know God spoke to you, you got to realize you got to loose it. Listen, there's times that maybe your husband ain't where he needs to be. But in the middle of the night while he's sleeping, you can just say you are a man of God. And you can lay your hands and pray over them. Yeah, I mean, you wake up in the middle of the night and you wonder why your head's oily. Man, I'm sweating hard. No, you just got dunked. You wonder why it's shiny when you wake up in the morning, because it just got smeared all over you in the middle of the night. You didn't even know it got prayed over you. Because a woman who is virtuous and who has fear of the Lord wants her house to be right. Anna was one of those. She said, "Even though my husband's gone, I still got to follow God. I still got to follow the one that loved me, cared for me, and brought me through." And you find her in the house of God. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Why is it that women, when they get hurt, run from the house of God when God calls them into the house? You'll miss your deliverance. No. Y'all need to hear me. So you need to understand that she waited in the house until the Savior came. I need to keep moving. I just don't have time. Bathsheba. Everybody wants to remember her for taking a bath on a roof and catching a man's attention. That's how everybody wants to. See, you know, it's funny that as women and as men, everybody wants to always remember where you missed it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Everybody wants to remember how you fell on your face. Because you know why? Nobody really wants you to rise up and be what you're called to be. We've all made mistakes, and if anybody in here is perfect, let me just go ahead and rain on your parade. You ready? There ain't nobody perfect in this house. There was only one who was perfect, and his name was Jesus. See, everybody remembers her failures, but what nobody remembers is in Proverbs chapter 6 that you find David actually telling his son, "Forget not the teachings of your mother." See, we got to understand that Solomon was the wisest king on the face of this planet. And wait a minute. We always just take it and say, "God, we know that was you. But what about the teaching from a godly mother?" Y'all ain't helping me. What about the teachings of a godly mother? The one who pulls them in and says, "You know what? It may look bad right now, but we're going to make it." No, y'all ain't going to help me right now. Please, listen to Pastor. Everybody wants to remember where you miss it, women. And the devil wants to remind you over and over again. But you do realize that you have a choice to take a hold of the gift of today so you can change tomorrow. Are you hearing me right now? Are you hearing me right now? Watch this. Watch this. Go right ahead. Glory to God. Lift your hands. No, lift your hands up. All of you. All of you. You lift your hands up right there. Lord, I pray that you break condemnation in Jesus' name. There is therefore no more condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Her heart belongs to you, Lord. Now, Lord, I pray that you break that mindset right now. She is a good mom. And, Lord, you're going to restore to her everything that's been taken from her. Come on, church, you got to help me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for restoration. But it will be right. God, don't bless a mess. It's got to be right. Father God, we thank you today that, Lord, you're breaking that. Now, Lord, I pray peace just flow over. Peace. Peace. The Prince of Peace just flow over her right now in the name of Jesus. How many of you women in here right now are dealing with? Ladies, you're dealing with condemnation. Lift your hand. Let me see it. Lift your hand. Condemnation. You feel like a failure as a mother. You feel like a failure as a wife. Listen. Shh. Listen. No, this is very important. There's some of y'all in here is dealing with this right now. Just keep your hands up right there. Keep your hands up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that peace just begins to flow over every woman of God in this house. I declare the word of God that, Lord, you said condemnation is from the enemy. Conviction comes from the Lord. Lord, today, we thank you that condemnation is being broken now. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yeah, you can give the Lord a hand clap of praise. This is a church where the word comes alive. While you're preaching, people's going to get free. Come on, we didn't just come to Mother's Day just for any reason. Today is your day to receive. Amen. You find her pouring into her son, and you find him being the wisest king on the face of this planet. Ladies, why do you downgrade yourself? Because a lot of us, we try to tell our kids where we came from. And don't be shy about where you fall. Because it just may be what they need for them to come around that thing and not fall in it where you fell. Hello, somebody. I did not say you go there and just say, you know what, hey, you know, yeah, I understand, I smoked that dope too. You don't go in and befriend them and become a part of the problem. We need women who's going to say, you know what, this is the point where we begin to take the hand up and not the hand out. Everybody say virtuous. Virtuous. Do you understand that everything I just read to you in Psalms or right there in Proverbs chapter 31, you find that it just happened in those two. Everywhere that Anna went, they knew she belonged to God. She was the mouthpiece of God. What came out of her mouth was God. You watch Bathsheba. Her past might have tried to hold her back, but the wisdom she gained from it was the very thing that she began to pour into her kids and say, listen to me, Solomon, don't go the route I did, son. Follow God. Can I keep going? Can you handle some more? Let me go to the next one, Deborah. Nobody's going to like me on Deborah because Deborah was a judge over men. Boy, this is going to mess up some theology in church because today we want to take one scripture out of the New Testament and say, but yet Deborah was a judge over Israel. And when they were being attacked, the generals came to her and said, what are we going to do? In chapter 4, you begin to hear her say out of her mouth, the Lord says, go down and attack them, and God will give you the victory. Are you hearing this? She was given the orders because the Lord was giving her the orders. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. See, you got to understand. See, a lot of people want to take things in church, and they want to mess it up with one scripture, but let me just go ahead and tell everybody here. Guys, please, pay attention. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. God didn't call it out of order because he was her covering. Good preaching, Pastor. You're going to make me take my coat off and start swinging it around. I'm already starting to feel it coming on already. She looked at them and gave them the order. She said, the Lord has told me all you have to do is take the army and go down. Don't be fearful of them. Move. And then in chapter 5, you found out that when they moved, they annihilated them. And then there, after that, there was years of peace. Men, there's sometimes our wives look at us in our homes and they say, you need to take care of this. It just got quiet. It's coming. I didn't say they want to control your house, because men, that's your place. But there's times when women, the wife of the house, who is your helpmeet, not just the weaker vessel. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Your helpmeet is one who stands beside you. And if you really study the scriptures, he says he calls her heir just like he calls the man the heir. Hello. I know, I just took you deep. But when the woman of God looks over at her husband and says, you need to take care of this, men, we might need to go ahead and... How many of us in here are tired of dealing with things over and over? No, y'all ain't going to say nothing in here. Anybody got some situations in your house that seem to reoccur over and over? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Come on, is there anybody here, men? How many of us men here are tired of hearing her nag about this thing? I said it in church. I said it in church. Men, you're tired of hearing her say it over and over again. Men, maybe if we took the initiative. There's a lot of people going to write me letters after this sermon. Because I'm preaching about virtuous women. I'm preaching about mothers who know how to be what they are. Women who know how to be wives in the house. Come on, women who know how to take their rightful place. Deborah was no joke. She was a woman of authority. When God spoke to her, she loosed it out of her mouth. Glory to God. Men, you better take some notes. Because if you find a woman that is full of the Holy Ghost and she's your wife, you better start listening. Been a good time for somebody to shake their head like this. Yes, this is yes. This is yes. Women, that does not give you the right to take command over your husband. You're together. Together. And I'm going to speak to some men in here. You ready? I know that there's some men in here that you have a very laid-back personality, so your better half takes the lead. Men, you got to step back into your place and walk it together. Been a good time for somebody to say amen in the house. There cannot be an usurp in the home. It has to be in order. Amen. You say, Pastor, you preaching this on a Mother's Day. How many of y'all want it right in your home? Can we keep going? Dorcas, that's a funny name. Acts chapter 9, you find Dorcas being a disciple in the book of Acts. A disciple. Does that mess up some of y'all's thinking? A disciple. One who disciples. Well, say that again, Pastor. One who is discipled to disciple. Here's the problem that I have today. You ready? The problem I have today is we'll let them teach in children's church. It's quiet in church. And yes, I'm stomping all over people's religious theology, but listen, you have no problem with them teaching in a Sunday school, but they're teaching the Word. But they can't Again, I know who their covering is. If they're right, they got a covering. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing up in this house. Pastor, you just, what are you doing, Pastor? See, you got a hang up. So anytime a woman tries to speak into your life, you can't receive. Messed some people up when I brought in an evangelist from South Africa last year. She came up here and she preached for 3 days in a row. I had people talk about this church for 3 months. But you know what? The people who were in the house didn't have nothing to say about her because she was dead on the money. And people's lives were forever changed. We can let them teach? Really? We can't. We behind closed doors, Pastor, just push them in the corner. Can I just say something to you? In the last days, he said he would pour out his Spirit on all. Say it. All. Say it. All flesh. Did he say, I'm going to pour out my Spirit on the men? I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And then I'm going to break it down even more because I don't want it to stop with the men and the ladies. I'm even going to say your sons and daughters. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Send the kids to the back where they belong. Give them a color sheet. You wonder why they're in here in praise and worship. I want them to experience the power in the presence of God. Hello, somebody. It doesn't bother me to have kids in my church service. Are you hearing, Pastor? Because if we raise them up, they're going to know. Amen? Can I just keep going? Is everybody doing all right? Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. In Luke chapter 1, verse 6 through 7, you find the Word of God calling her and her husband righteous. They just lived right. No. Can I just stop right here for a minute? Where is the women and the men who just want to live right? Anybody here just want to live right? Who in here has a fear of God? No, y'all ain't going to help me. See, the problem is today is that nobody has a righteous fear of God. You can do what you want to do and think God's just going to forgive you for it, but you don't realize the Lord looks at it. Why would I try to hide it from him when I can't hide it? Come on, guys, y'all got to help me up in here. See, we got to realize that the Lord looks at everything you do. Thank God for Jesus. Grace and mercy, because I wouldn't be here right now. That was a hellion of all hellions, worst of the worst. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Really, Pastor? You just look at me now. You don't know me. But I had a mama who never gave up on me. Y'all ain't going to help me. There was times my mom would get in her prayer closet. I would be in the middle of my mess, and something would slap me miles and miles away and tell me, get up out of your garbage and get out of here before you get hurt. Y'all ain't saying nothing. There's been many times whenever I heard a still small voice in my head that said, you better get in your car and leave now. And when I left, I found out later there was a fight where somebody got stabbed or somebody got hurt or something went on. See, nobody in here wants to hear this kind of stuff. But you need to understand that if you got one of those mamas that love you and is praying for you, then you got somebody in your corner that is not going to back down, quit, back up, give up, or allow something to come into your life. No, come on. You got to realize that Elizabeth was a righteous woman and her husband was righteous, and together they were a force to be reckoned with. Come on, give me some married men and women who's a force to be reckoned with. Come on, can I go here for 30 seconds? I got 30 seconds. Can I just find some men and women of God who have a fear of God and say, God, I just want to be what you want me to be. And then when you stand together, you understand that the Lord says, you know what? I'm going to plant a seed inside of them that's going to change nations. He's just looking for us, men and women of God, to rise up and be just as what we can be for him so that he can bring forth things that he's been desiring. Even Jesus said there was no one greater than John the Baptist. Oh, y'all got to help me up in here. Jesus said nobody was greater than John the Baptist. And it came from a lineage of a godly mother, godly father. Y'all remember what happened to her? Her womb was closed up, couldn't have kids. Angel came and said this. You ready? Now, if anybody in here is barren, be careful. It's coming. Are you living right? Y'all ain't going to say nothing. You barren? You living right? It's coming. If you're living right, it's coming. And get this, you ready? When the angel came, they began to laugh. And when they laughed, he took away their tongue. They couldn't even talk. That'll teach you to keep your mouth shut, won't it? Women's been waiting for men to be able to not be able to speak for how long? All you got to do is just pray the angel. No, don't do that. There's times whenever you just, you know, hey, my wife looks over at me sometime and I go, you don't have to pray it. I'll just be quiet. I'll just be quiet right now. You ready? Watch this. It says that when she came close to Mary, she was filled with the Holy Ghost before Jesus ever went away to release the Holy Ghost. No, y'all ain't helping me. Watch this. One of the very first time you find somebody filled with the Holy Ghost was Elizabeth. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute. That wasn't supposed to happen till the book of Acts. But she got around the Savior. And even though the Savior was nothing but a baby, on the inside of her, it says that the baby jumped in her womb and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you understand that when you're living right, women, that anything you birthed or will birth, oh, y'all ain't saying nothing, will be a world changer. There's times whenever I get in the heat of battle and I want to just say, I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm quit. My mom will call me up out of the middle of nowhere. And she'll say, son, I want to tell you something. I say, what is it, mama? She goes, I knew when I was pregnant. She said, because I felt that there was something that hit me. She said, I didn't know if you was a girl or a boy at first, because back then they didn't have all the stuff they got now. She said, but the first time I put my hands on that little bump, she said, I could feel the Holy Ghost. And she said, I knew that before you ever come out of the womb, I knew you was going to do something great for God. Times whenever it gets hard, and she always seems to call right when it's at the lowest point. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You know, moms and sons and daughters are connected in ways that us men are not connected. I'm sorry, men, but we're created differently. Something about how a woman can feel what their child's going through. Is there anybody in here know what I'm talking about? You wonder why your mama looks at you and say, are you eating right? You look kind of slim. What? You need to get in the sun. Come on, listen. Anybody ever had that? Anybody had that where your mama actually, you know, she look at you and say, what's going on? When's the last time you ate? Nobody going to help me up in here. It's because they know. They know. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. And when she was filled, that child got an influx, an infilling of the Holy Spirit. Do you understand that? Jesus himself said, man, there is nobody like John the Baptist. Because he was one of the first filled in the womb. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. All because he had a mom and he had a dad who was walking out right. Men, you're not out of this picture. Just wait till Father's Day. We're gonna have a good time. I mean, you ain't out of this. And I know many of you are here because of your wife or your mom today. Can I keep going? Esther. Esther chapter 4. I know everybody here remembers this scripture around verse 4. Esther, you have been called for such a time as this. Ladies, can I just say something and just proclaim something out of my mouth right now? Your days are not over. Your days are just beginning. Every woman in here needs to listen to me right now. Listen, in these last days, God's going to call great men and women to God to be able to rise up and do great and mighty things for his glory. Are you hearing me right now? I'm telling you, listen, there is a cry in the spirit right now. The Lord is saying it is for such a time as this. It is for such a time as this. Can I just go ahead and declare this into every lady's life in here right now? Now is not the time for you to quit, throw in the towel, or give up on your family or that husband or your kids. Now is not the time. Now is not the time because, yes, I know it's hard. I know it's. I know you. I know the Spirit of God is saying this. He's saying, yes, I know what you're going through, but you have to understand that the enemy's attacking, but I'm about to uncover the plan of the enemy that was meant to wipe you and your generations out. And I need a woman of God to stand in the gap and realize I am not stepping back. And though it costs me everything, she went before the king knowing it was death. And she still stood. Come on, where are some brave women in this house? Come on, where's some women in this house that can stand up and just say, I'm not shrinking back anymore? Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me. Come on, men. When's the last time that you encouraged your daughters? When's the last time you encouraged your wife? When's the last time you looked at them and say, you be the woman of God? You be full of the... Listen, where's the men that lays their hands on the husbands on their wives and just said, Lord, I need you to bring forth everything you called, anointed, and what you've designed for their life? No, men, we're wondering why your wife is so upset. It's because she's waiting and yearning for what God has called her to do, and she still can't do it. Men, are you hearing me? It's time to release. God. It's time for us to begin to say, woman of God, I release you into the things of God, and I got your back. Come on, do you understand when she exposed Haman, the king rose up. Y'all ain't going to help me. Y'all ain't going to help me. When she exposed Haman, the king rose up and jacked him up. No, y'all. Come on. Where's some men at that's tired of watching your wife fight the battle by herself? I need some men to rise up and jack up the enemy and say, get your hands off my wife, off my family, off my kids, off my finances. I've had enough. And then at that point, the very thing Haman was meant to destroy them with, he turned it on Haman. Men, I want to give you some great authority. Men, y'all look at me because it's your turn for about 30 seconds. When it gets exposed, take the authority that God given you and turn it back on the enemy. No. Y'all didn't. No. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. Listen to me. Wives have a natural discernment. They're tied in ways you're not tied in. Thank God you made women wired different than men. Now, there's times it aggravates the fire out of both of us, Lord. Because women, everything's attached to an emotion and their brains is going all the time. And us men, we got a certain amount of space that you can fill up. We deal with that and then we put it back. And I ain't talking about your mom-in-law while I'm talking about the car. See, they're two different things, woman. You got to understand. In my life, this is how it works. I don't want to multitask. I want to take care of this first. But then you understand, the woman's going, but did you understand every time the car's broke, then your mama comes over and fusses at me because I got to come pick her up. Men, rise up and take the authority. You are called kings and priests. Rise up around your Esther. Couldn't tell you for how many months I had ladies in this church come to me, Pastor, there's just something ain't right. Pastor, and I would go, Lord, I don't see it. What? I don't see it. Lord, why don't I see it? Why don't I see it? Because everybody expects the pastor to be the ooh. You do. You look at your pastor and you're just like, he's got it all together. He's got all the answers. He's like Moses. They talk face to face. I deal with stuff just like you do. I get distracted more than anybody in this church. Hello? Sometimes it takes godly women. Not women wrapped up in emotion or something against somebody. Godly women. See, you have to understand, women are very emotional too, and they can get things attached, so pastor has to have discernment. That went over real good. Can I keep going? Do we need to even talk about Eve? Can y'all handle about 5 more minutes? I'm just going to run through these. Can you handle it? Let's talk about Eve for a minute. For all of you women in here that consider yourself of no worth, God took the very thing that he could do, and he put it inside of a woman. The power of creation. Every woman here, listen to me. God put something in you a man can't. Woman, you need to hear me. Listen, people want to remind you all the stuff you miss it, but they have to also understand that you got a gift that nobody else could ever touch, ever conceive, or even think about. Hello, somebody. Do you understand that God made you that way? He said, you know what I'm going to do? I can't just form a woman out of dust because she's too precious. Messed y'all up right there. Whoop! All your thoughts, man, went out the window. You wonder why they smell so good and they look so good. God made them different than you. They decided just to go ahead and knock us out, take a rib. Why, some of you men walk around right now, you just like this. But then when your wife comes beside you, you're able to walk it out right. To find a wife is to find a good thing. Come on, somebody. Power of creation. So don't listen, every woman in here, don't you dare consider yourself of any less worth. When God only gave it that special gift to a lady, to a mother. Are you hearing me? Can I keep going? Ready? Watch this. Hannah, my favorite. 1 Samuel, chapter 1, she was barren. Couldn't have a child. Went to church every day crying. Asked the Lord for a child. You know what? She said, if you give me a son. See, she was, I need to talk to women about being specific. You don't just ask for any man. You better be specific. Yeah. I could preach for an hour right here. I just better quit. Y'all making me rub the rest of my hair off the top of my head. Well, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. She said, Lord, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you with a Nazarite vow. No, not a hair on his head will be touched. See, I'm going to give you my first fruits. I'm going to give you my best. I'm going to give you my miracle. I'm going to give you what I prayed for, fasted for, cried for, hurt for. begged for. No, y'all ain't going to help me. See, you need to realize that when a woman gets to the place where she says, I'm going to give it my best, I'm going to give it my all, God says, I can birth a miracle inside of that right there. Because when she births it, she's going to give it back to me. See, a virtuous woman knows how to allow that to come in her life and then give it back to God. She don't rise up and go, look at me. She turned around and gave her son back, and that's where you get Samuel. My God, Samuel was one of the greatest that ever walked on the face of this planet. Out of his mouth, he spoke, he set up the kingdom of Israel. He was the one that anointed David to be in place. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Do you understand that if it had not been for his mama, we wouldn't have heard about David and Goliath. She turned around and gave him back. Do you realize that because of her hunger for God, it was something that was placed inside that child? So while he was young, he was laying in his bed, and the Lord began to call him, Samuel. And he ran to the preacher because he didn't understand the voice of God yet. Until the third time, the old man got wise and said, that's the Lord calling you, son. Because you have been created for such a time as this. Say Hannah. We ain't even going to talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was in all Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the book of Acts. Can I give you another one? Phoebe. Romans 16, 1 and 2, she was a deaconess in the church. Can I help everybody here? Quit downgrading the women in the church. Can I keep going? Priscilla, she was a missionary with Paul. Y'all don't like me. Y'all quiet. Y'all don't like me. But pastor, that one scripture, well, how is it there's five other scriptures where they're deaconesses and they're actually missionaries and they're preaching and they're disciples and they're, y'all ain't helping me up in here. See, it's so easy just to sit back and put you inside of a box when God says no matter what box you put them in, my calling and anointing, listen, it is without, you can't revoke it, man. A missionary. Do you realize that Paul loved them so much that he actually said it's because of her and her husband that my ministry was able to even reach the Gentiles? You would not be here today if it wasn't for you wouldn't even be here today if it wasn't for them. Do you realize that they also discipled a huge evangelist named Apollos? Pulled him to the side. Watch this. Can I go to two more and you're done? Everybody can handle it? Two more. Real quick. Rahab. They ain't nothing good comes out of a prostitute. You ever heard anybody say that? I've heard it right here in the streets of Georgetown. Somebody walking down the road, somebody be riding in the car with me. Look, that's a prostitute right there. Pastor, why are you turning around for? I said, well, because there's a lineage going that way. What are you trying to say, Pastor? I said, you're calling her a prostitute. God calls her daughter. And to be honest with you, riding in the car, because I just had it happen, I looked at him and I said, to be honest with you, when she gets right with God, she loves it more than you'll ever love it because you just was raised in it and you really don't understand grace. You really don't understand mercy. You really don't understand what it's like to have people talk about you, kick you, and push you down the road and say you'll never amount to anything. But you take someone like that who God reaches down and allows his son to wrap his arms around and wipes the tears off of her face, and he takes her alabaster and he looks at the rest of them and says, she did something nobody else would do. Y'all ain't going to help me because, see, you have to realize out of Rahab come the lineage of Jesus. The spies went into the promised land. They would have never took the city if it wasn't for a prostitute. God don't care your background. He cares about your destiny. And in between your background and your destiny is a choice. Do you understand when the spies come running into her house? She said, let me just go ahead and tell you guys right now. This is who I am. This is who they say I am. But I know the God you serve. I've seen the miracles. And if you'll just but save me and my house, then I'll hide you and I'll get you out of here. They looked at her and said, all you got to do is hang a scarlet cord out of your window. See the blood of Jesus. Just go ahead and just see. It doesn't make a difference what your past is when you've been washed. Oh. I could blow some of your mind in here right now. Do you realize that there was a prophet that married a prostitute? I'll move on. Last one I want to get to and I'll close. Ruth chapter 3. A lady named Ruth. She was tied to a woman who had given up. She was so bitter that she changed her name from Naomi to Mara. Bitter. Bitter. I'm about to preach on a bitter spirit. Because there's some areas in our life we're just bitter. Do you realize that bitterness keeps you from a move of God? I've took it easy on y'all today being Mother's Day, but I'm telling you, on Tuesday night, next Sunday, I'm telling you, we're going to preach the paint off the wall in this place. We're going to experience the power of God. Ruth came and bowed herself at the feet of Boaz when he was in a drunken stupor. Oh, y'all didn't even realize that, did you? I'm sorry. Did I say that in church? Please forgive me. He'd been partying with the boys, enjoying and celebrating. And instead of exposing his feet, exposing his walk, y'all ain't going to help me, okay? Instead, she came and put herself at his feet as a symbol of kindness, covered them. See, moms, moms have a way of covering up things in love. They have ways of coming in when nobody else can soothe you or help you, and they come right up next to your walk. They begin to cover up all the dirt. If you had a mama like mine, she made sure you even had to wash them rascals. Better clean between them toes, boy. It's because she knew any mud puddle I could find. I was all boy. There's 11 and a half years between me and my sister for a reason. To let her preach this morning. At 12 o'clock that night, he was startled because there was something different about his walk. And what he found was a virtuous woman. I'll wake you up right there. And funny, you know, that's normally what happens. You fall down, they pick you up. Amen? Well, if you were asleep, you were not now. He looked at her and he said, now everything that I have, I'm going to have to give to you. You know the rest of the story. Brought Miss Bitterness into the house and gave her her name back. Come out of a state of being bitter to being whole. And can I just say this? And I know men get bitter, but women carry it harder. For women, it's harder to let go of things than it is for guys. How many of us men in here, we just do this? But to women, it's hooked something in you. So about the time you get so far, you just got to turn around and come back. And can I fix that? No, and you know I can't fix it. Well, I'll come back a little later and see if I can fix it. No. Hello? I want to ask the church something real quick. It's time for us to come and really be at the feet of Jesus. And ladies, you have been called for such a time as this. Every one of these women that I just brought out to you lined up with a Proverbs 31 woman. They might not have started that way, but they ended that way. For every woman that's here, listen to me. Choose today. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Amen. Men. Time to rally. It's time to be what we're called to be. Amen. So today, with every head bowed and every eye closed, every head bowed and every eye closed, is there anybody in here under the sound of my voice that right now you would just say, Pastor, I'm going through some things? And you could be a lady or you could be a man. I'm facing some things that makes me want to shift my character. Or I've been in some things that's caused me to give up. But today, I want to get some things right and I want to release some things. So right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're in here and you say, Pastor, I just need a fresh start. I just need God to move right now. Then I want you to lift your hand. Wow. Hands are going up all over this house. Hands are going up all over this house. Come on, right now. Please, just right now, just take one more minute. I know there's people still. Yes, I see those hands. Hands are still going up. I want to pray for you right now. Can I do that? Father God, in the name of Jesus, every person who's lifted their hand, Lord, I thank you that today, no matter their past, no matter what they faced, no matter what they've done, that, Lord, today, by a choice of their own will, Lord, I thank you that you're going to begin to shift things. Shift them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you're doing it right now. Now, while we're praying, listen, there's some people here that right now you don't even know if you're living right. You don't know that even right now, if you were to die right now, you don't even know if you'd go to heaven. If that's you, I want you to lift your hand quickly. Anybody? Thank you. I see that hand. We're going to pray. Thank you. I see that hand. Wow, hands going up all over the house. We're getting ready to pray right now. How many of y'all know the greatest miracle of salvation? I've seen backs healed, tumors fall off, eyes and ears opened in this church. The greatest miracle to me is salvation. If you lifted your hand, I want you to pray this with me, and I want you to mean it with all of your heart. Everybody here, I want you to pray it with us because this is what we do as a family. Are you ready? Pray this with me and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean by your precious blood. I believe you died and rose again. Right now, you're sitting beside the Father. Now, right now, I'm a child of God. I'm going to heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and setting me free. right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise?
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.